It means when I get up, to the as much as I can, I want to immediately remind myself, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me in Christ. Thank you for the gospel that has brought me peace. Lord, keep me alert throughout the day that I can be sensitive and aware of what's going on around me. My trust today, Father, is not in my own goodness, but in the righteousness of Jesus reckoned to my account through faith alone. Keep my mind filled with the word, keep me alert to any fiery darts of the enemy. So I speak it to myself. If it helps for you, you know, in your closet when nobody's looking, to actually act it out, if that's a helpful tool, if it's an object lesson that reinforces that truth in you, wonderful. I have no problem with that. That's great. There's no problem with that at all. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, for example, why do we kneel sometimes? Why does the Bible talk about it? Well, because it's an expression of humility and lowliness and acknowledgement of the grandeur and the exaltation of God. Does that mean, can I kneel in my heart? Yeah. I can posture my body and my mind in a way that's just as effective as if I actually do the physical. But sometimes doing the physical helps. That's why why do you raise your hands in worship? Surrender. Open-handed. I'm receiving what God wants to give. I'm saying, I give up. You're in charge. I mean, it suggests so many things. So, yeah, there's a lot of physical actions that carry symbolic meaning. To whatever extent that helps you, fine. But, you know, the Bible doesn't mandate those sorts of things. It grants us freedom. One more, and then it's 9 o'clock, and then we're going to have to stop. Yes. It's the only because it talked about praying in the Spirit. That's just it was there. I just because I don't have time to talk about the others. Oh, all the gifts of the Spirit. All the gifts of the Spirit are massively helpful. I mean, I don't think I didn't tell this story. I did once before. I think a couple of years ago about word of knowledge that helped me in ministering to a young girl who had been. Seriously compromised by an act of her will, but also exploited by her boyfriend and his mother, and she had become seriously demonized. And, you know, I'm sitting there in silence praying with her, and all of a sudden the Lord just spoke his name to me in my head. I heard it as clearly as you're hearing me, except it was internal, the internal audible voice. And that, when I said, who's Phil? Her eyes just almost bugged out. She said, how did you know? Well, I began to discover his complicity in her situation. So a word of knowledge is what told me how to pray and how we needed to move in the direction of getting her set free. In fact, about 5 minutes later, he did it again, gave me another name that related also to what she was going through. So, yeah, revelatory gifts can function in that way as well. So can teaching. Taking out the Word of God and instructing somebody in the truth is as powerful as praying in a tongue or a prophetic word. Don't think that the so-called miraculous gifts somehow are in a category by themselves. You know, showing mercy to somebody who's in spiritual bondage can be used by the Spirit to bring deliverance to that person as much as a command for a demon to leave. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for all that you have taught us and the way you've challenged us, and we just thank you that we stand in the righteousness of your Son and that we are prepared by the gospel that we have embraced by grace, that you've given us the sword of the Spirit, the assurance of our salvation. Lord, send us forth in the name of Jesus to do the work that you've called us to do. We thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.